how can we sit with that? But I have to tell you, I'm thankful that Jesse did call and ask me to speak. It is a hard thing for me to leave George, but he is online, so hi, George. And he promised me he'd be on, and he better be, because I'm telling you, two are better together. And it isn't because he didn't want to be here. He wanted to be here so bad, but we have three little dogs, and when you love as God loves, I don't care if it's an animal, whatever it is, the love of God is there. And that's what the Lord laid on my heart when Jesse asked me to speak. And I heard John 3:16, for God. God, put him first, for God so loved. He didn't just love. Didn't say, for God loved the world. For God so loved the world. How deep is that? So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him, not in yourself, not in another person, believe what Jesus has accomplished for every one of us. He's done it. It is finished. But then Aaron comes with that song. Jesus loves me, this I know. And then we hear, it came out from our other brother. Do you know it? You know, I loved it when other people knew, but I love it more because I know it. I know how much he loves me. And that's what he wants us to share. And he said, he loves them. They're weak. He loves. They're weak, but he is strong. Have you learned that? He's strong. We're not strong. We can be strong in ourselves. But we're going to see this morning that he still loved. You see, God didn't go, a lot of people say, well, why can't you say I love you? If I love you, I love you. And now God has brought me to that place. I don't think God wants us to try to make somebody to be something they're not. You know, it takes time. He said it's line upon line. He said it's here a little, there a little. They're weak, but I'm strong. They have to learn that. In the Philadelphia church, what did he say? You say, we talk about what I know. He said, but I know. God said, I know thou hast little strength. Do you know it? And I'll tell you what, you don't learn that overnight. You get up and you fall and you get up and it's like continuous. And Lord, why did I say that? Why did I add that? Why did I do that? But it's like God is trying to show us, I loved you. We've already talked about everything that's written down. But we could water it a little more. And I want to share that with John 3:16. He loved me. He didn't say, Penny, I love you. He showed me he loved me. See, there's a difference between saying, I love you. Do you really? Do you really? Because he's looking at the heart. I want to know that I love you with a divine love, not a human love. I want to love you with divine love. Well, how can I do that? I love him because he first loved me. If he doesn't love you, you don't know love. He came to me when, at the time, and I could tell you all the bad qualities of myself, but that's, you don't have to do that to make the word of God become greater. But I will say, it was the love of God they sang about. It was the love of God that was with me when I was alone in my house in Burlingame. Was I living a righteous life? I loved Jesus. I was saved. I was filled with the Holy Ghost. But my cigarette was under the table. And the smoke was rising, but I kept reading the word. Why? Help thou my unbelief. Show me who I am. Show me that you've made me free. And that he that is free indeed. How did he do that? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is it that we're, people make it sound like they don't have, I pray to God you don't, but There are times in our life I'm weak. Help me, Lord. I need your strength. We call on him. Come before the Almighty God and tell him, I need your help. He's there, and he will give you grace. And have you learned, do you know, he won't put any more on you than you're able to bear? I went to God many times, said, no, wait a minute, you told me you wouldn't put no more on me than I'm able to bear. I'm not. You're looking it through your eyes, not mine. God knows what he's doing in our life. He knows everything. I want you to think about little ones, but I am going to do this. I was going to do it in the very beginning, but we're to be led of the Spirit. Oh, I'm excited. Know you not, know you not, you are the temple. Know you not, know you not, you are the temple. Know you not, know you not, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're filled with praise, you're filled with power, and you're filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, and filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God? What are we doing in his temple? What are we doing? He's looking at our heart. Remember that. And he told me, he said, I want you to go over here. I want you to go to Timothy. God has had me in Timothy so much. And I think it's because, anybody got some water? I need a drink. Where? Oh, thank you. Timothy, why? Timothy wants to honor God with all of his substance, all of it. But Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, Timothy was born. He didn't know what was on God's agenda for him, did he? But he had a mom, he had his mother, he had his grandmother. Wherefore, Paul's talking to him. And he says in verse 3, I thank my God whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, day and night, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears. To me, this is love. I'm mindful of those tears. That I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, that is genuine. It's real. It's not pretense, not pretending I have the faith. It's real. The unfeigned faith that was where? It was in thee and dwelt first. It's genuine. Timothy, this is real. I worked a work God did in your heart. You were a child. You learned from mom. You learned from your grandmother. Timothy's coming onto a scene in a time that Timothy's going to have to take a stand. You want to honor God? You dare to be a Daniel? You dare to stand alone? It's not easy. It is only easy when he speaks. My sheep know my voice. My sheep do know my voice. Always remember that. My sheep know my voice. How? Because you spent time with them. Even when I didn't spend time with them, he still was talking to me. And I tried to ignore him so many times. Little things. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think God comes in and he begins to speak to us, and we know he's talking, but we go, man, I don't want to hear that. Not today, Lord. He that hath an ear. me tell you, when you read He That Hath an Ear, get in the gospel, it says they would love to have ears to hear like you hear. And you get into Revelation, and he said, he that hath an ear. Kira just talked about, I think it was her, a single eye. What about an ear? I just want to hear truth. I don't want to hear man's thoughts. And who put that desire there? God does. I used to put my own thoughts. I don't want to put them anymore. You know why? This is God talking to us. When you really know that God is saying these things to you, even through your mother or through your grandmother, and to you, Timothy, you don't want to change it. You don't want to add anything to it. You can't. It's already written. And that's why we have to learn. It is written. It is written. It dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded. Remember we heard that word? I know whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able. He's able. But he said, I'm persuaded it is in you also, Timothy. Wherefore, because of your youth and the time you have grown, and there are teens here that have had time to grow, but there are teens that may be 70 years old. There may be someone who's still a child in the new man. In the new man. Don't ever look at somebody and just say, well, you've got so much wisdom because you have gray hair. Because I used to do that. I hope you got gray hair, but I hope you got the wisdom of God. Wherefore, Timothy, you got to stir it up. Put in remembrance that you stir up that gift of God. Don't forget it. Stir it up. Which is in thee. Notice all this is in you. It's not just, oh, I got it. This is in him. God has worked a work. Timothy accepted his Savior. He was one of it. He said, my son in the faith. A lot of people won't. They reject him as a Savior. There are many who accept him. And they go, yes. They see their need and they need Jesus. They need salvation. And they say, Lord, I believe. I want you to come into my heart. I have need of you. Timothy's done this. He's laid hold of this. But he has to tell Timothy something because in 2 Timothy, Timothy's taking on a whole new role here. Paul's going off the scene. Don't put your confidence in a man. If there's someone God has given you and they're giving out the word of God, remember, stop right there. There's someone who God ordained to bring forth his word. He wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you. He loves you so much. But he said, Timothy, I want you to remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear. I'm so thankful for this. Really, Lord? Why do I get scared sometimes? Why do I get fearful? Perfect love will cast out that fear. When you truly believe that I'm going to do it and I'm going to take care of it, perfect love cast it out. I'm telling you. There will be children you love so much. There will be individuals that you love so much. You can't change them. Don't try to change them. Even I remember in the Word, somebody sharing with me a long time ago, don't force feed. Does your baby like it when you force feed it? Go to a nursing home. You ever seen them feed those people? It's disgusting. It truly is. So I did a class on it. And I gave them Ritz crackers and I started shoving more stuff in their mouth. I said, swallow, hurry. We don't have much time. We got to hurry. We got time. The Lord has time. Our times are in his hand. Lay hold of it. Timothy, you haven't been given a spirit of fear, but here's what you got. This is what you guys have. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? If you're not, I urge you to get filled. Jesus was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Before he went out there in the wilderness, he was led of the Spirit. But you've got to have that power. Not just speak with tongues. That's a growing thing. It's growing. You're growing up. It's not for emotionalism. It's the power to know God's word and to walk in truth and to understand it. It's power. But you know what the Lord laid on my heart when he started in love? He said, that spirit that I've given you is a spirit of love. Love. And not only that, a sound mind. Okay, so how many of you are enjoying this benefit? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? How many of you have power in your life? All right. How many of you have the love of God? How many of you are growing in his love? Thank you. And also, you have a sound mind. It's disciplined. You know, I think of obedience. Did we read in the Word of God that Jesus learned? He learned through the things he suffered. That's how he learned obedience. We have to go through these sufferings that I may know him, that we'll continue on with him. And then he told him, he said, don't you be ashamed of the testimony, Timothy. You don't have to be ashamed. Let me tell you, God works in everyone's heart. You may not understand why somebody may not. It's because you can't see in here. But if you really want to know, it should be on the outside of that vessel. You should be seeing what's going on in here, should be out here. Because you are the book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Does it point them to the sky? Do others see who? Jesus in you. Not you. Jesus in you. The one who made a change. That you could say, as much as is in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel. I can't preach it like everybody else. But what is mine? It's mine. It's mine because he did a perfect work. He's working. He's bringing her into perfection. Little by little. You see, this is not fast food. Just go get something and go out with it. No, this is hearing the word. Let him talk to you. Stop thinking it's Penny, Jesse, Aaron, whoever. It's the Lord. It should be. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. You're going to suffer. You will, I guarantee you're going to suffer. Why? On the authority of God's word. He said you are an heir of God. Once you believe with your heart and Jesus enters and comes into your heart, and you're a new creation, but you're a joint heir with Christ, if so be that you suffer. Churches are teaching you don't have to suffer. And I will share this because I went to a fellowship and a young man had a sermon, one of the best I've heard. One. He is he works for construction. He's an architect. And he said, I want you to really think on this. This is amazing. Every one of you know Jesus, right? Well, it should fit perfectly in the Word of God. He said, what would happen if I come in? I said, could you bring me the blueprints? And everybody goes, here's one, here's one, here's one. He's this, he's this, he's this. There's one. There's one way, there's one truth, and there's one life. And there's one good news, and that's Jesus. I went over to Luke chapter 1. We already heard this, part of it. But I'm going to only hit on a little piece. Mary. Mary was a spouse, and we already got that this morning, so we'll move on. In verse 28 of Luke 1, the angel, the messenger, came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, highly favored among women." You're still a woman. You're highly favored. And now, this is Mary on a daily basis, just like me and you. But the Lord came to visit with her and to talk to her. And he said, "You're highly favored." The angel let her know, "Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. It didn't say, "I don't believe what you're saying." She didn't say that. She didn't do like you'll read if you keep on going with John's father. He said, "How am I going to know this?" You know it because Jesus said it, because the Holy Spirit is letting you know. He said, "The angel of the Lord said, Mary, fear not. You found favor with God." Well, let's see what he's going to tell her. "Behold, you're going to conceive in thy womb, and you're going to bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." I want to really meditate on this. Mary pondered these things in her heart. She didn't understand all this. We don't understand how he's going to bring it to pass, but I believe he will bring it to pass. That's what we believe. "My hope is in thee." Hope that is seen is not hope. Hope thou in God. Look at this baby. But I want you to compare this to your life, because Jesus came for you. He's going to bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He's going to be the Savior. This is just a woman like me. You're going to bring forth the Son of God. His name's going to be Jesus. He's going to be great. Oh, by the way, he's going to be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God is going to give him a throne of his father David. Oh, Mary, by the way, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. She wasn't just told she's going to have a baby. We're not just told that we have salvation. We've been told we got power, we got love, we got sound mind. We have to make it our own, reckon it. Count with God. See it as God sees it. He's going to reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary says, "How shall this be?" She didn't go, "I don't believe that. I'm a virgin." She didn't do all that. She was listening. And she said, "How shall this be, when I don't even know a man?" And the angel answers her. He didn't scold her. He's there to give her a message. And he said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest is going to overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing." Are we holy? Yes. We're in Christ. That holy thing that was in her, that is going to be born of you, shall be called the Son of God. With God, there's nothing going to be impossible. Nothing. Now, you think about all this that Mary's been told. Now, I want you to think about, were you told about a Savior? Were you told that you could be filled with the Holy Spirit? Were you told that you don't have the power in yourself? I give you the power. I give you my word and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's spirit, soul, change your desires. And then your body. That's the last thing. That's the last thing that's going to be changed. The last thing that happens. And people always talk about it's a body, soul, and spirit. It is not. It is the spirit working in you. What is his job? He convicts you by his word. He speaks to us. And he says, the Holy Spirit is leading, guiding us into what? All truth. But here's Mary. Mary kept all those things that she heard. She pondered them. Do you ponder the things of God? Do you think about them? Lord, I wonder how. I wonder how you're going to do this. But I believe you're going to. When did he tell you about the bride of Christ? I remember the day. And I remember walking with him in this marvelous place. But I remember the last words, and I have stood on them, and I still stand in the word of God. He said, Penny, what I have said I will do, I shall do it. Let no man tell you that I am not able to do it. Amen. I shall do it. That's a promise. I don't see it, but I ponder it. When the devil comes and brings thought, well, you're not very good. You're this, you're that. Oh, you don't do that right. And he's the accuser of the brethren. Come on, he's just doing his job. Are we doing ours? Put on the whole armor. Fight the good fight. It's a winning fight. You're going to win. Because you're believing God for the beginning and the end. He promised it, you believe it, and you take it. As I looked at this, even with Timothy and even her, if you keep reading, which I'll let you do yourself, she's going to end up praising God, that temple that's full of power. Praise. She's thanking the Lord for everything. It becomes praise in her mouth. Out of the abundance of her heart, her mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart. We heard rise up, and I won't go into it. Rise up, my love. Who? My love. My love. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. We talked about justification. Justification is you were born again, but you were raised again. You are raised in the resurrection of the new man. You have a new head, a new Lord of your life. Are we allowing him to be the Lord? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I love Mary's words. He says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And here's what our little Mary says. She's just a woman. Come on. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. Amen. So please don't change it. It hurts me. I don't want to change what he said to me. He said, I can be ready. He told Timothy. When Paul was leaving, he told him, you're going to have to fight a good fight. You're going to have to endure hardness. You're going to have to be a good soldier of the Lord. And he said, Timothy, my time is, it's time. I got to be offered up. I think Jesse said that too, about being offered up. It's not Jesse, it's the Spirit moving in this place. Paul told him, my time of my departure is at hand. He knew it was time, but he was passing on encouragement to Timothy. Timothy, you stand firm on this. Hold that fast which thou hast. Don't let any man take your crown. And that crown to me is, I've been promised, just like Paul said in his word. There is a crown laid up for me, but not to me only, but to all them that are loving his appearing. And he will give it to me at that day. Praise God. If he's talking to you, take it. Eat it. There are people who are taking this provisionally, and they're taking it up. They're really loving the truth. And I know God is telling me, you must hold that fast. Stand. You got to keep on believing. Even when your loved ones ask you a question and you say, no, I can't do that. I can't believe that you would come up with something so stupid as that. Don't call God stupid. They don't realize. You're not doing that to me. You're doing that unto the Lord. Why persecutest thou me, Saul? When Saul got up, let me tell you what. It was a change from that day forward. But God. A change. We should be changed. When I came this time, people, I have learned more of the Lord this last year. I wanted to be here. I wanted to. And that's a desire. You see, his desires are towards me. Are my desires towards him? If not, just tell him. Lord, I want the right desire. Search me. Know my heart. Try me. See if there be any wicked way in me. Any wrongdoing. I believe that woman wants to be cleansed with the washing of the water of the word. We're in a defiling world. But we always can have this hope. You're in Christ. And never forget, I am the vine. You're the branches. But you must abide in me. Continue. Let me dwell in you. You draw from me. And that's when you're going to be a vessel of honor. Not because of what you've done, what he does and what he's doing, and because he's there. And to end it, it's Galatians chapter 5. When you go into Galatians chapter 5, it tells you the fruit of the Spirit. The first one, what do you think it is? Love. Love. If you don't have love, all the rest of the things, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the patience, all those things that are listed. If you don't have love, remember it's love that manifests every one of those fruit. It manifests love. It manifests, how do you got peace? How do you have joy in the time of suffering? Because I know him. And I know he loves me. And I know he's going to protect me. Do you know that? He will fight for me. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Without love. And I take this to heart. Penny, you can know all the mysteries. You can know all the stuff. But Penny, without love, it profits you nothing. Because it's all about God's love. God is a giver. He gave you life. He gave you the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to be given the crown. I'll present you to a wonderful bridegroom. And we're all going to worship him and we're going to praise him. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless thy holy name. Thou art worthy, O God. Thou art worthy to receive the glory, the honor, and the power that we just learned about. But had it not began in love, they've left their first love. He loved me when nobody loved me. Oh, they liked what I was doing, the bad things, because it agreed with what they were doing. But when he made a change, they didn't like me anymore. I had a lady tell me, I don't like you. She said, I don't like whatever happened to you. She said, you used to tell me the dirtiest jokes, and you were just laughing at mine, and now you won't even do it. I said, I'm not her anymore. I said, I'm a new creation. I'm in Christ. You know what happened? Probably a year later, she gave her heart to the Lord. I was praying in my bathroom. I didn't even know. Have you ever done that? You're praying, you don't even know what you're praying, and this intercession is just moving, and you're groaning inside of yourself, groaning within you. My phone rings, and it was my friend that hated me for a while. And she said, Penny, I got born again. I'm a new creation. And I went, oh, what happened? And she said, so-and-so, another girl, she gave me the plan of salvation. Now think of that. I go, oh, I wanted to do that. God had me right where I was to be, right in front of that little toilet in my bathroom. I was praying. I was in her seat. It really wasn't me. But let me tell you, it was giving birth to a baby. It was, I felt like blood was coming out of my pores. I groaned so hard. It's because God was making intercession. A new child is going to be born. A new baby. And now she'll see why you don't like those things anymore. Just because you're saved don't mean you won't like those things for a while. Trust me. Because I wouldn't have been smoking and drinking and carousing around if that was the truth. He made a change because somebody loved the Lord enough, just like a lot of people here, who told me about Jesus and that I could be delivered from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, and one day I'm going to be delivered out of the very presence of sin. Praise the Lord.